Sport this morning with Padraig Lodge.
Good morning again, Mary. Well, one of the most respected figures in Wexford hurling has expressed concerns about the early finish to the hurling championship for so many counties and has called for hurling to be restored to the prime summer months. Wexford's championship campaign finished last Sunday and 72% of counties are now finished hurling for the year. Tony Dempsey is a former Wexford manager and school principal and also served as county board chairman. A short time ago, he came on the line to explain his concerns.
We're bitterly disappointed because the summer is when young people share the joy of school holidays with being able to watch their elite performers, in our case, the Lee Chins and the Rory O'Connors, and not only watch them but enjoy them without the problem of having to attend school on a Monday. So school holidays will now be a time for Wexford, Waterford, and of course Clare and many other counties, when the performers will be gone from there. We won't be able to see them. And of course, young people are inspired by the performance and attempt to emulate the Lee Chins, the hurling skills. So the reality is that we promote and market our games. Every sport does that through the performance of their best elite athletes. And I continue to use that word, elite. We hand over the summer, the best time for an elderly person or a youngster who doesn't have the worry of school, to attend and to support and to watch our hurlers and indeed our footballers. So we've handed it over to other sports. Young people will watch some sport or other. Elderly people will tend, like myself, elderly people will tend to watch some sport and to follow some sport. Unfortunately, they won't see Wexford hurlers now until sometime in February. The argument has been put up from time to time that it's in order to give greater exposure to clubs. That, to me, is a nonsense. I'm very much a club man. I was at a club game on Sunday morning. My own club, Davistown Curtaincuddy, were playing Aldgate. Challenge game at 10 o'clock. They're not mutually exclusive. Of course, your inter-county players can still be in inter-county competition in July, and clubs can also compete with each other. So you could start your club championship and play inter-county games at the same time. It's happened for over a century. Keith Rossiter will be bitterly disappointed that he won't be preparing his county hurlers in the months of June, July, August, September, October, when the sun shines. You know, it's crazy.
Is the reality not now that there's concerts in Croke Park in August? This year there's Oasis and Robbie Williams, and there perhaps might be a reluctance in the GAA's part to push the inter-county season into August.
I don't think so, Paul. It may be a factor, but I don't think, again, the Leinster chairman, Derry Kent, did fantastic work this year by moving the Dublin team out of Croke Park. And you had two new teams appear in Leinster football, Louth and Meath. And of course, that was a tremendous success. Having a concert for fundraising or whatever, not mutually exclusive to having inter-county perform, inter-county games in at least June, like, you know, and hopefully maybe the first week of July. But you know, Padraig, hurling is under threat. I read an article, I think it was in The Independent yesterday, where one of their sports writers talked about the possibility of Wexford and Waterford drifting from the mainstream of hurling. I think he might be talking about the Joe McDonagh competition for us or Waterford. Hopefully that won't happen, but there is a danger that it can happen. You perform best during summer. You improve your skills. You hone your skills in summer. County teams in Wexford, now that's gone. We're not in minor, we're not in under 21, we're not in senior. So I think it's possible to have competitions for our clubs and our inter-county during the best time of the year.
Interesting perspective there from Tony Dempsey in Wexford. Tonight, Tyrone bid for a third All-Ireland Under-20 football title in 4 years when they face Louth at the Box at Athletic Grounds in Armagh. Chelsea are in Poland for tonight's UEFA Conference League final against Spanish side Real Betis. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock with the Blues aiming to become the first club to win all four major UEFA trophies. The chief executive of the Curragh Racecourse, Brian Cavan, has told the Racing Post that they've applied to Horse Racing Ireland to have their three-day Irish Guineas meeting reduced to 2 days next year, as he believes it will be better to concentrate the quality into 2 days. And finally, at the French Open tennis, the women's number two seed Coco Gauff won her match in straight sets. She forgot to bring her rackets onto the courts, though, realising her error. When she opened up her gear bag, she explained that her coach was supposed to have put the rackets in the bag for her.
Oh dear. Borg, thank you very much indeed. 8:41 now.